Good morning. This is Carly Simon, a song called Anticipation.
If I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day, anticipation.
Okay, so that's all I'm going to play for right now. But what I want to tell you is that I recorded the Lovegram when I was out on a walk just now because something had dropped in and it just seemed like the time to do it. So I wasn't in my studio to start us off with music, but I don't think I've had any music the last couple weeks because that has happened. And I realized like, oh, I could just add some music when I get back to the studio. And it's fun for me to see what, just like I always see what drops in as far as the topic for the Lovegram, it's also fun for me to see what drops in as far as the music. And you'll see as you're listening, the theme for today is actually expectation. But what dropped in my mind when I was thinking about music was the word anticipation. And I haven't listened to this song, oh my goodness, I don't even know how many years, maybe decades. But the name of it just dropped in and it brought me so much joy. And I hope it brought you some joy too to start with. So you'll hear another start to the Lovegram, and that's why. All right. Love you. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, my friend. It's Sherry. I always say good morning because it's morning when I record. However, you may not be listening to this in the morning. So good afternoon or good evening or middle of the night, whenever it is for you. But I am out walking, which is why I don't have any music for you. I should learn how to sing. If I would learn how to sing, I could sing to you. That would be really fun. Maybe someday. Or I could bring my ukulele and strum a few things. That would be kind of fun too. So I woke up as I often do, not quite knowing what the theme for this week would be. It's become one of the really wonderful practices for me is to trust that I don't have to know, I don't have to figure it out, I don't have to think of something. And this is really important. That's not really the theme that that dropped in, but it's interesting how in this moment, that's what's coming up as sort of a companion theme, which is this idea of really trusting that when we need to know something, it will be shown to us. You know, and I really do believe that. I see it happen every week. So I didn't know what the theme was going to be. And then I have a little a morning routine where I work out and then I do my gratitude practice and I do about 2 minutes of listening to a Portuguese app about learning how to speak Portuguese. And then I read something inspirational. And in the course of reading today, I just happened to see the word expectation. And it took me down a whole path in my mind. You know, that happens sometimes. And I thought, oh, you know, that'd be a great thing to talk to you about. Expectation is such an interesting word. My first connection with that word is often something that happened to me when I was pregnant with my son. I didn't know it was a son at the time. I just knew I was pregnant. But I bought some books as soon as I found out I was pregnant, as probably a lot of people do. And one of those books is an extremely well-known and popular book called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And no offense here, no dishonor to the author of this book, but what I'm going to say is that book was not a good thing for me. And now, it's been 21 years now, so who knows really what the real truth is, but my emotional memory of starting to read that book is that it brought up fear in my mind, in my memory. The thing I remember, I don't know why this is the one I remember the most, but I remember reading something that said, like, you know, because I think it was like week by week what to expect. And, you know, I just remember reading one that was like about swollen ankles. And I remember putting the book down and just being like, I don't want to expect these things, you know, that it seems to me, and again, I have to keep prefacing this because it may not be the truth, you know, a memory is, but for me, and for whatever reason, my experience of this book was that there was a lot of what to expect that was scary and brought up all that fear in me. And it was a very profound moment for me of getting rid of that book, you know, giving it to the thrift store and making the choice that I was going to expect a really fun, healthy, you know, pregnancy that was enjoyable, and that's what I was going to expect. And of course, you know, I'm not a fool. I do and did at that point understand that a lot of things could happen. I just wasn't going to expect them. And so when I saw the word expectations this morning, I thought of that book and I thought about my choice to not expect all the, you know, gazillions of things that could possibly happen, but instead that I would wake up each morning and really try to be with what my experience of the pregnancy was, and as much as possible to choose to enjoy it. Because very early on, I had this strong sense that the best thing for the baby that I was growing, the very best thing I could offer that child, was to feel happy. I just had the sense that, you know, like my emotions were going straight to that little baby. And so it became my number one focus. Of course, I was, you know, paying attention to nutrition, huge, and, you know, my health overall. But just as important as those things, I feel still that how I felt emotionally would really serve that child. And so that's, I guess, what I'm looking at. So I'm looking at the idea of, you know, what are we expecting from anything in our lives? And fully realizing the whole scope of always anything can happen. We're not, you know, well, we could argue about this, and I know there's like all kinds of conversation on both sides of, you know, if we expect something, is that the law of attraction? Do we get it? And I don't want to get into that right now because I don't, in my mind, it's not really about what we get, what the end result is, what actually happens, as it is the process. Right? So back to the pregnancy, it just so happened that I had a really easy pregnancy, and I had a really, you know, considering, I mean, I was going to say an easy birth. I don't know if birth can ever be easy, but I did yoga throughout my pregnancy, and I loved, you know, having this person growing in me and feeling connected to something way mysterious and divine. That was my process. Anything could have happened, and I fully realize that. And so in our lives, when we think about how we wake up each day, do we expect that conversation that we're going to have with our kid is going to go well? Do we expect that the meeting with our boss is going to go well? Do we expect that we're going to be able to show up with energy and enthusiasm for something that
we really want to be able to show up for, do we expect that we're going to feel energized? And do we expect that we're going to feel connected to our friend that we're seeing this evening or talking to? And again, you know, to me, that moment of paying attention to what we're expecting is where our life is, right? So right now, I'm thinking about, I have a very dear college friend that I haven't talked to in a while, and we have a scheduled time to talk this morning. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm expecting that it's going to be really great to connect with her. I'm expecting that we'll have a really lively conversation, and that I'll get to hear about her work and her photography. I'm expecting that I'll be able to just in the moment feel really at ease and comfortable, and that I don't have to think in advance what we're going to talk about or what it's going to be like, but that it'll just be a wonderful thing to, we're going to do a video call, so a wonderful thing to see her face and feel the friendship and feel like we're strengthening and deepening our friendship by connecting intentionally. That's my expectation. Now, we all know, like, anything could happen. The call may never happen. It may be stilted. I mean, thousands of things. But in the moment, for me, even without talking to her, the expectation of connection feels really good. The same way it did when I was pregnant, and the expectation of a happy, healthy pregnancy felt good. And so from that place of feeling good, I think we have a better chance of actually having the outcome we want. Not that I can make it happen, but simply that by, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy idea in a way, that by right now feeling good, and I just saw it happen actually, in between the lines of talking to you, which is a miracle how that can happen, in between the lines of talking to you, what happened was I had this brief idea drop in. Oh, I should find a really fun photograph of myself and this friend that I'm talking to. And then after we talk, I can send her, print out that photo and send it to her with a note. And that will be a further connection. That all happened in about, you know, I don't know, a millisecond. And I didn't even really think of it. It just dropped in. But I'm just saying that that's one of the things that happened. So in my, right now, my focus on connecting with my friend and expecting a great connection, something else dropped in that was about connection. So you know how they say, like, what you focus on expands. And I think for me, this is where the expectation part is really important. Back to that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting, I felt like it was preparing me for the worst. And maybe there's something about that, you know, and I don't know, you guys can tell me if you think there's something in that. I just don't know. Like, it seems to me that preparing for the worst can sometimes cause anxiety and fear, and certainly for me, and this is, again, everybody has to look for themselves, everybody has to have their own experience. For me, preparing for the worst when I was pregnant would have caused anxiety. And then that baby, Cain, my 21-year-old son now, that baby I was carrying would feel the anxiety. And then maybe I would not be as present. Maybe I would have missed, you know, a wonderful moment of him kicking or feeling, you know, that little flutter that happens when they're first growing. You know, maybe I would have missed the important intuition of, you know what, I really want to do yoga throughout this pregnancy. Maybe I would have missed the moment when I chose, you know, some fresh greens over something else in order to fuel that baby's growth, Right? So it's like when we're in fear and anxiety, we do make different choices than we do when we're feeling good and we're expecting something good. Right? So I'm going to pause for a second. I know we only have a couple more minutes together. But this is also one of the things that I really do trust in life is the process of exploring things. The process of life letting, oh, see, it, I just did it. I love that. I came to a point where, you know, hello, my friend. That's my friend Merrily the Crow. You guys have met her before. I think sometimes she comes around to underscore what's true. And what I was going to say is I didn't know what to say in that moment. I came to a point where I was like, huh, okay, maybe I'm done. But remember, I just paused and said, let's just pause. And in that moment, what dropped in, again, I didn't think of it. I didn't have to figure it out. I didn't have to make something happen. But what dropped in was that this week I had sent you an invitation to an author panel that was about uncertainty. And what dropped in was the connection between expectation and uncertainty. And I'm gonna post the replay for that panel. But one of the great things that came out of that was how we take care of ourselves in uncertainty and how we ground ourselves. And the idea of, you know, right now we're living in a world of huge uncertainty. And we always are. You know, we know that. We always are. But sometimes there's more of an illusion of it being an illusion of control or an illusion that we sort of got this. Right now, you know, we've got the pandemics, we've got all of the climate change, we have, you know, the way that politics is at work, especially here in the States. And one of the things that came out of that panel was how we ground ourselves in, you know, what we can ground ourselves in. And I think it's connected. And I think that's why the universe just dropped it in for me, was I think that there's a big connection when we're facing a lot of uncertainty, like right now, like, you know, I've got these big questions, for instance, about when I can see my mom again and when it's safe and, you know, what are the, you know, the risks of travel? What are the benefits of the, you know, the physical connection with people we love versus everything going on? That's just my own little bit of uncertainty, right? But in that, if I can get to the place where I am looking at expectation and grounding myself in a hope that, for instance, around that, my moment of what am I expecting is I expect clarity from the universe, right? Just like it just dropped in when I'm talking to you. That's what I can ground myself in. I don't have to know anything. I don't have to pretend that I know anything, but instead of expecting that I'll feel confused, I can certainly just expect, you know what, some information will come to me when it's the right time and I'll know. So that's just one example of dealing with uncertainty. This panel that we had, there were just dozens of ideas that I think were really great that help in both sides of this, like dealing with uncertainty and then creating a sense of expectation for the life we want. Creating an expectation that we will, you know, thrive. Creating the expectation that we will connect with the people we love. Creating an expectation that we can actually enter that next meeting, that next conversation, that next fun event, that we can enter that with a clear idea of how we want to show up, and that will impact what occurs. Okay, so I've been talking 17 minutes, time to go. Time for you to just consider for yourself, you know, something maybe later today, something that is coming up, and what are you expecting? You know, what are you are you having the experience like I did with that book, that pregnancy book, of, you know, oh my God, this is the week the swollen ankles show up, you know, and then you look down and yeah, my ankles do look a little swollen, right? Like, is it like that? Or are you expecting, like I am with my friend Rachel, like, oh, there's going to be like a really great connection with this person, or this is going to turn out to be a really bright spot in my day. I'm excited. And then we enter it that way, right? So happy, happy Sunday to you. Thank you for being here with me. It means a lot to me. It matters. You matter. You showing up, even if I don't know exactly when you're showing up, when you're listening, it makes a difference to me. It really does. We've been together throughout this whole pandemic, and we always will, as long as we're connected. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.